arriving at this service is the special excursion to Parsley Siding.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, John Graham, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. At a country railway station, the day starts early. As the morning sun lights the station master's office, we hear the sounds of the early bird.
Some letters for you, Mr. Hepplewhite.
Open them up, Miss Simpkins. Let's see what the world has in store for Parsley Sidings this morning.
Well, there's one from the vicar.
Read it, please.
Dear Mr. Hepplewhite, I would be most grateful if you would allow us to use your station waiting room for the Young Wives Club on Thursdays. We have some very exciting judo contests coming up, and I want to assist the young wives in holding them.
Take a letter. Dear vicar, I thank you for your letter, etc., 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 but I'm unable to grant your request. The waiting room is set aside on Thursdays for the Parsley Scouts rehearsals of West Side Story. I find myself yours faithfully, blah, 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 blah. Next.
Well, there's a letter here from a lady passenger complaining about the porter at Parsley Sidings making lewd gestures at her behind his trolley.
Percy Valentine at it again, eh? I'll deal with that one later.
Ooh, here's one from Euston.
From Euston? Give it to me, Miss Simpkins. Thank you. Listen to this, Miss Simpkins. To Horace Hepplewhite, Parsley Sidings. Dear sir or madam.
Oh.
It has been brought to our notice that you have in your possession an early antique rocket.
Oh.
May we ask you to loan this to the British Rail Museum for the exhibition starting on Wednesday the 7th. We will gladly dispatch a train-carrying train to collect it. Yours. I can't read that signature. Rubber stamps blurred. But the rocket, Miss Simpkins.
Not the one left over from Guy Fawkes' night.
No. A steam engine. The Josiah Hepplewhite rocket. Built in 1890 by my grandfather, Josiah Hepplewhite.
Wherever is it?
In the engine shed. Clara has built her nest in the funnel.
That's the Hepplewhite rocket?
It is indeed. Its maiden run took it all the way from Platform 1 to the other end of Platform 2. We were short of coal at the time.
Oh.
The milkman's horse had to tow it back to the engine shed, and there it has remained ever since.
And now Euston wants it. Shall we tell him to come and collect it?
No, Miss Simpkins, this calls for something special. I shall telephone Euston now and tell them that we shall be driving it down.
Driving it?
Once again, the Hepplewhites will ride on the footplate. Steam will once more be heard on British Rail. I shall drive the engine. My son Bertrand will shovel the coal.
Can he be spared from the booking office?
Indeed he can, Miss Simpkins. This is the chance of a lifetime.
Guess what, Percy? I've got an appointment at the hospital.
Huh? Buzzing in the ears or a touch of a wobbly?
No, it's for a job. Hospital secretary.
Go on.
I've got an interview on Wednesday.
Wow. What's that under your nose?
I'm growing a moustache.
What? Gee, I thought it was a caterpillar. You know, what you need, mate, is a good suit. And I just happen to have the very thing here in this parcel.
Oh, not another of your bargain offers.
Yeah, ain't you lucky? Just your size. Look at that.
It's all out of proportion. And what's this written on the back? Guy, the almost human orangutan.
Look, it might have been made for you. All it needs is about 2 feet off each arm.
Ah, Valentine.
Oh, sir.
I'm glad you're here, Valentine. What I have to say concerns you both. Hepplewhite. It appears to be a foreign body on your upper lip.
That's my moustache, Mr. Hepplewhite.
I see. Well, I have to tell you both that British Rail want the Josiah Hepplewhite rocket for the Railway Museum.
What? That heap of old junk?
That heap of old junk, as you term it, Valentine, is history. There is history written on that frame.
Yeah, there's more than that written on it. It also says, up yours, Valentine!
I'm fully aware of the acts of vandalism committed on the old rocket. But all that is past. We are going to restore it and drive it to Euston. And you and I will be on the footplate, my boy.
Me?
But like the old days, when I used to ride with my father. I stood beside him shoveling coal.
Did you have a tender behind?
I shan't warn you again, Valentine.
Won't the engine be difficult to start after all these years?
Certainly not. All it needs is some coal and water and a drop of oil. The parts are still intact. After all, who would want to steal the parts from an 1890 railway engine?
Yeah, who indeed, Mr. Applewhite?
We shall now go and inspect it. Miss Simpkins is already removing Clara's nest from the funnel. It has to be made ready for Wednesday.
Wednesday, Mr. Applewhite?
Wednesday, Applewhite.
I've just got to go and get a few things. I'll be along in a second. Don't you wait for me, Mr. Applewhite.
Come on, Clara, off your nest. Look, I don't want to turn you out, Clara, but the engine's going back into service. There'll be sparks coming up the funnel. The eggs will be boiled before you lay them.
What seems to be the trouble, Miss Simpkins?
Clara is having a sit-down protest, Mr. Heppelwhite. She won't leave the funnel.
Squatting, eh? Clara! Out of that funnel and back to your chicken coop. I'm afraid firmness is the only thing she understands. Now, let's have a look at it. Ah, magnificent. The Josiah Heppelwhite rocket. Good heavens. The wheels are missing.
Pardon?
Someone's removed the wheels.
Did it have wheels, then?
But of course it had wheels. What do you think it did, walked?
Well, whoever could have taken them?
Oh, sorry I was so long, Mr. Applewhite, are you? I remembered I'd taken some parts off the rocket for cleaning, you know.
The wheels, for example, Valentine?
Yeah, funnily enough. I can't think where the rest of it's gone.
Where did you take it to be cleaned?
Well, I gave it to a friend of mine who deals in that sort of thing, you know.
I'm sure he does, Valentine. Also rags, bottles and bones. I'm shocked. Are you not appalled at the thought of a piece of railway history being melted down and turned into statuettes of the post office tower?
Oh, I expect they just got mislaid somewhere, you know.
You can't mislay the works of an 1890 Heppelwhite rocket.
Mr. Heppelwhite, we could still do it. List the missing parts and get them made.
Difficult, Miss Simpkins. The man who made the original died subsequently. Jumping off Beachy Head with a pair of cast iron wings.
Well, what about a blacksmith? There's still one over at Nurgle Crompton. He could do it.
Well said, Miss Simpkins. Valentine?
Yes, Mr. Ribblewhite?
Climb inside the engine and make a list of the parts required. What? Then you and I will get it working again. I, of course, will be in a supervisory capacity.
Yeah, I thought you might be.
Now, we need coal for the journey. Applewhite?
Yes.
Order 2.5 tons of coal.
What for, Mr. Heppelwhite?
I wish to throw it at people.
Can I throw some too?
Heppelwhite, the effort that's gone into growing your moustache hasn't overtaxed you, has it? I would hate to think that all your intellectual strength has sapped into that inch of tuft beneath your nose.
Oh, I see you want it for the engine. Oh, 2.5 tons will take some shoveling.
Quite. So you'd better start getting fit.
You mean I've got to do it?
Of course. Your great-uncle Jeremiah Heppelwhite once shoveled 3 tons of Welsh nuts in an hour.
Shall I go and check on Clara, Mr. Heppelwhite? Last time you told her off, she did something nasty in your second-best hat.
Thank you, Mr. Simpkins. Valentine and I will get to work.
How are they getting on with the rocket, Bert?
Oh, all right. Only every now and then, Clara holds them up with one of her egg protests.
Egg protests?
She peers round the door, and when she sees Dad or Percy inside the boiler, she pops an egg down the funnel on his head.
Oh, she's a wayward creature, isn't she? Oh, here comes the Warple Express.
Oh, yes. I'm here to do Percy's portering while he's fixing the rocket.
You carry on, Bert. I've got to do the announcement and take the tickets.
Right.
This is the 10:15 Express to Warple Hoxton. Stopping at Little Warple, Big Warple, Warple East, Warple West, and Warple on Todmarsh.
Hey, look, Gloria, there's an old man struggling with a suitcase. Now you watch me do my portering.
Oh, but Bert!
Allow me to put that bag in the carriage for you, sir.
Oh, you're
joking. Oh, it's all right, then. Now, sir, let me help you in.
Not at all,
sir, just part of the service at Parsley Sidings. How was that?
Not too good. He was trying to get off the train.
Oh, I don't know. Everything I do's wrong. And now that interview's all messed up.
Interview?
Well, I told you, I've got a job interview at the hospital on Wednesday. Now Dad wants me on the rocket and I shan't be able to go.
Look, you'll have to pretend you're ill. Say you can't go on the rocket.
Dad would never believe it.
He will if you work up to it. Look, for the next 2 days, you go around pretending to be ill. And then on Wednesday, I'll tell him you're worse and that you've gone to the hospital.
Oh, thanks, Gloria. And what sort of illness should I have?
Ooh, something you can have with impunity.
Is that bad?
No, it's good. It means you won't get found out.
Right, I'll try it.
Here's that letter I typed for you, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Thank you, Miss Simpkins. I'll just read it through. Don't wait.
Right, sir.
Dear Jonas Sledge, thank you for your magnificent work in forging for us one sprinkle toggle with Wurgle crank handle for the Josiah Heppelwhite rocket. We have not been able to test it yet, as someone appears to have laid an egg in the crackle sprocket. Thus, we cannot run the engine without getting an omelette ballooning from the funnel. However, we're sure all will be well in time for tomorrow's journey. Come in.
I don't feel well, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Good heavens. Heppelwhite, why are you lying on the floor?
I'm suffering from impunity.
From what?
Impunity. It's taken me all up the left leg and now I can't move it.
Undo your shirt collar, Heppelwhite. Top button only, we don't want to overdo it. Yeah. Now try and stand on it.
On my top button?
On your leg, you fool.
Done it. I'm all right now. Oh, except for this sudden impunity that I've got in my stomach.
Oh! Good grief, Heppelwhite, what's happening to you? Didn't you eat your prunes this morning?
Now it's got me in the small of my back.
Then why are you holding your right elbow?
I can't reach the small of my back.
Heppelwhite, I'm seriously concerned about you. As it happens, I am just off to see Bradshaw about tomorrow's journey. I suggest you come with me.
Bradshaw? Well, how can he help?
As well as being a signalman, Bradshaw is also an expert on herbal remedies.
Oh, no.
He can do things with two wurzel roots that will make your hair curl. He will find a cure. Ah, Bradshaw.
Oh! Master Horace, I'm most about you. Oh, what an honor.
We have come on a double errand, Bradshaw. Oh, the Josiah Heppelwhite rocket and my son's sudden attack of... What was it?
Impunity.
Well, did he? Oh, dear. But him with only one of them. I've just been admiring it. Flock the cows in Barley Meadow.
Heard.
Pardon?
Heard of cows. Of
course I've heard of cows.
No. A cow herd.
Oh, I've got nothing to hide.
Hide from what?
Hide from a cow.
Of course you get to hide from a cow.
You should flock them of them over there.
My son is a little out of sorts, Bradshaw. We hoped that you might prescribe a herbal remedy.
Yeah. Master Bertrand.
Yes?
There's a caterpillar on your lip. You haven't been pushing lettuce leaves up your nose again, have you?
It's my moustache.
Right, you're all right at the moment. It's sleeping. I thought I saw a leg shake, you see.
I've grown it myself.
Ah, don't move, sir. I've known them get savage. And then it's all hell let loose. Yeah, what you need here... It's an herbal remedy. Right, just a minute. Let me look in my book. Here we are. Take 3 gallons of frogwort, 2 toad's feet. Good. I just remembered. I made some of this for Jasper Huggett in 1919 and he never collected it.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I must be around here somewhere.
I'm better. My impunity's vanished.
Better safe than sorry, Heppelwhite. Bradshaw's remedies are good for all conditions.
Well, the pain's gone. I don't need a remedy.
Oh, I found it, yes.
Do you think he needs the whole bucket full?
Just stick your head in it 3 times a day. It worked wonders for Granny Peaswood. You know, she had a bucket full of this and never complained again. Lived right through to the end of the week.
I'm sure my son is most grateful.
Oh, I don't want it.
Quiet, Applewhite. Now to the main purpose of our visit. As you know, Bradshaw, tomorrow our rocket will ride the rails again. I want you, Bradshaw, to be my co-driver.
Me, sir? Oh, what an honor, sir.
Well, who else has had the experience with steam that you have?
That's very true, Mr. Applewhite. Now, I'll practice my hand signals with that flock of cows over there.
Heard.
Pardon?
Oh, don't start that again. Come, Applewhite.
How's it going, Percy?
Well, you know, she's not quite the rocket she was in 1890, but she'll go.
Ah, Valentine. Oh. How is progress on the rocket?
Well, it's as good as done, Mr. Applewhite. Here, take a look.
What have you got in that bucket, Bert?
One of Bradshaw's herbal remedies. I don't like the look of it. It keeps heaving about in the bucket.
Valentine, I cannot recall that the hubcaps of my car were a feature of the original rocket.
Oh, a slight modification, sir. Together with the wooden seats and the stained glass windows. Well, I think you'll be pleased, sir. You see, I've worked on it, you know, sir. All night and all day, and now she's ready to move, sir. Fire's all stoked up, sir, so if you excuse me, I'll just pull open the damper and,
Oh, magnificent, Valentine.
Isn't it lovely?
Yeah, all it needs now is some water in the steam valve. Right, where's the bucket? Oh, thanks, Bert.
Percy?
Quiet, Everwhite. We're watching a slice of history come to life. Good grief! What's happened?
The steam pipes have fallen out.
Percy, that was my herbal remedy in that bucket.
God!
Much as I sympathize, ramming the bucket over Hepwhite's head was uncalled for.
These ruins are great gormish lummox. Night and day I'll slide on that.
Oh, Mr. Hepwhite, what are we going to do now?
Calm yourself, Miss Simpkins. Valentine will have it fixed by the morning.
What? Me? I'm not going through all that lot again. I'm worn out.
Help!
You forget, Valentine, that if you hadn't passed bits of the Hepperwhite rocket to the nation's rag and bone men, we'd not be in this predicament.
Well, it's not fair, sir. I've already strained me for Nakapan. Cool. I won't do it.
Valentine, I would remind you that I am the station master, whilst you are merely a porter grade 3. And furthermore, lowly as your status is, it is possible to become a porter grade 4.
Oh, well, if you're appealing to my better nature, the rocket will be ready tomorrow.
Good man, Valentine. I knew you'd see it my way.
What a lovely morning.
Not for me. Instead of going to my interview, I'll be shoveling coal.
You don't think your dad will believe you're ill?
I've got a headache. But that's because Dad had to leave the bucket off with a crowbar. So he won't count that.
Oh, hello there, you young'uns, eh? Already? Here she stands. The Josiah Applewhite rocket in all her finery.
Bert's got a headache.
Oh, I just keep shoving it in the boiler.
A headache?
There's no need to shout, Master Bertrand. Headache? I've just got the very thing here for you. Herbal headache pills. Here, try one.
No thanks, Mr. Bradshaw.
Oh, go on, try one if you've got a real headache. These look harmless enough.
Oh, all right.
Do you the world a good, that will. I gave one to Farmer Brown's horse the other day. Tricky job, that. You've got to put a tube down the horse's mouth and blow the pill down it. It's all right unless the horse blows first. Funny, that's what happened to Farmer Brown's horse.
What's going on here?
Hey?
I'm dying.
Bert's fainted, Mr. Applewhite. I think I'd better take him to the hospital.
Very well, Miss Simpkins, but hurry back. As Valentine works through the night on the rocket, I'm giving him leave to stay in bed for an extra hour. Unpaid, of course.
Help.
I've got another pill here that'll do the trick, Master Bertrand. One of my big ones. They used them with great success in the Boer War.
Did they?
Yes. I used to drop them from barrage balloons under the Boers.
Well, Bradshaw, it seems you and I will be making the journey alone. Let us mount the footplate.
Right up.
Goodbye, Miss Simpkins. Look after our station for us.
Yes, Mr. Heppenwhite. Goodbye and good luck.
Bradshaw?
Yes, sir.
I'd better drive while you stoke the fire. I don't want to ruin my Sunday uniform. Open the steam valve.
Aye, aye.
Give us a peep on the whistle. And it's ho for Houston.
What's the time?
12 o'clock. Oh, well, what a time as any to get to work, I suppose.
Hello, Percy.
Well, what's up with you two?
We've just come back from the hospital.
Oh, you mean you finally got your interview, Bert?
No. I was suffering from one of Bradshaw's herbal pills.
By the time I got him to the hospital, he was so rigid they used him as a stretcher to carry in someone else.
How did I cure you so quickly, then?
They ran me under a cold tap to loosen me up. Yeah. Then a couple of male nurses rang me out and sent me home. In the circumstances, I didn't like to tell them I'd come for the job of hospital secretary.
Poor old Bert. Well, I've almost finished the rocket last night, you know. I just got to go and, you know, put the brakes in. What time do they want to leave?
They've left.
They've gone? What, in the rocket?
Yes.
God. It's got no brakes.
It started beautifully.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. What they won't be able to do is stop it.
Oh, how awful.
Yeah, they must be worried sick.
Oh, God, what are we going to do?
Ah, this is the life, eh, Bradshaw? Glorious sunshine, smell of steam.
Oh, heavy coal, ish, master Irish.
Listen, was that a nightingale?
No, it was me saying heavy coal, ish, master.
What the modern world is missing. Yeah. The warming glow from the coal fire. Oh. The sound of birds, the clean air, the thick black smoke from the funnel.
Oh, you're right, sir. Ruining the countryside, they are. Hey, look at that little dip there, where they built that biscuit factory. Years ago, sir, that used to be one of the finest cesspits in the county.
Biggleswick level crossing ahead, Bradshaw. The gates are against us, so we better start slowing down. Look at that glorious haycart moving slowly over the crossing.
I'd better start slowing down, master, or it's on there's a haycart on the crossing.
One of the wonders of the countryside. All that hay piled so carefully on top of a cart. Ease on the brake, Bradshaw.
I go. I can't find the brake, master.
What do you mean? Can't find the brake? Of course you can find the brake. It's
not moving very fast, said I, cart. Shall I throw a lump of coal at it?
Great lumbering useless thing. Get out of the way. Move over. Get out of it. Get any brakes. Head down, Bradshaw. We're going to hit it.
Pardon. Yeah. You got a fox on your shoulder.
What? Get off the brute.
Oh, you didn't have it there when we started, did you?
Must have been sitting in the hay.
There he goes. Bye-bye, little furry fox.
Bradshaw, we must face the fact that thanks to Valentine's incompetence, we've no brakes.
Oh, no, sir, no brakes at all.
Well, don't panic. I shall find a solution.
Right, sir. Yeah, suppose I let the fire go out, we'll run out of steam and stop.
I have it, Bradshaw. Right, sir. Stop putting coal on the fire. The fire will die, and we run out of steam.
Good idea, Bradshaw.
Now, let me think. One ton of Welsh nuts, £170 per square inch. We shall stop in just under 100 miles.
How many miles to Houston, Master Irish?
Oh, about 30.
Right, so we should stop in somewhere off the coast near Hastings.
No, Bradshaw. No. We shall run the rocket round and round the British Rail branch lines, wasting fuel, and so timing things that we finally run out of steam just as we reach Houston.
And here is the news read by Colin Nicol. Drama on British Rail today as an 1890 steam engine ran amok on the country's mainline railway system. The engine, a Josiah Hepplewhite rocket, has been reported in places as far apart as Birmingham, Bristol, Newcastle, and the Bakerloo Underground. But some of these sightings are now thought to be unreliable. The London to Liverpool Express narrowly avoided a head-on collision with the runaway steam engine by reversing 30 miles back to London and trying again via East Anglia. Delays on this line are expected. The steam engine is now reported to be approaching Euston Station.
Turn it off, McTavish.
Aye, sir.
What's the latest forecast? Well, he should be with us in under a minute, station master.
You've got sandbags round the buffet? Euston Road cleared of traffic?
Oh, aye, sir, yeah.
We've done all we can. The brave fools, oh, they must be desperate, desperate. Have the ambulances standing by. Another peppermint, Bradshaw?
No, thanks, Marshal. They can stunt your growth, you know.
Ah, Euston. What a brave sight. Well, we didn't come the short way. But it was certainly the prettiest.
Fire's gone out. I'll put some more coal on.
No, no, no. Hey, remember Bradshaw? That was the object of the exercise.
Oh, I think we're there, sir. I recognise that porridge advert.
I've never seen Euston so deserted before. Curious. I thought they were expecting us.
There you are, sir. There's your fella coming out from behind those sandbags.
Good heavens. You've made it. My dear sir, of course. 2 feet short of the buffers, I'm afraid, but we met a headwind. We've heard from Pastley sightings. You came all this way without brakes. Oh, a truly staggering feat.
Staggering feat? I've got a cure for them. You see, you take 2 pints of creosote...
No, no. Leave it, Bradshaw. Leave it. Don't sully this moment of triumph. We've shown the world once again that Pastley sightings can do it.